Hi, Shine Mummies. This is Jen McDiarmid, nutritional therapist. And I wanted to record this little note for you, just following on from our week four of the Live Well Mama course, where we were talking about stress and we were looking at the difference between external stress and internal stress. And one of the areas that we started to talk about was what can happen within our brain, where all of a sudden we can start to feel more nervous, more stressed, more anxious, and also have a very overwhelming negative internal dialogue about ourselves, how we look, maybe our capabilities as a mum, as a wife, as a woman, whatever it might be. We can often find that actually, without even realizing, we're existing in this state where we're living off our nerves, where we feel very anxious around so many different situations. And actually, our internal beliefs are very negative about how we look, who we are, and what we can do and what we can achieve. Now, when we think about how the brain is made up and what goes on in the brain, it can become a very common thing without us even realizing that we start to have this increased levels of anxiety, low mood, stress, and this negative internal dialogue. If we were to look at how the brain works and we were to start to explain all of the different lobes and modules in the brain, we would be here for weeks because it is really, really technical. And actually, what we want to do is just look at the bit that's relevant to us. When we think about how we feel now around situations, there's two main things that can happen that can cause us to feel quite negative around things. First of all, it could be because we've had a negative previous experience that either we remember or we don't remember, which can be driving negative emotion around it. Or actually, it can be a case that because of something called the brain-gut axis, and because of the parts of the brain that we start to use, we stop producing or absorbing some really good neurotransmitters in the body. Now, neurotransmitters are little chemical messengers that help the neurons, so the cells in the brain, to respond and act in a certain way. If we're producing lots of the really feel-good neurotransmitters, we would be producing lots of things like serotonin, which is the one that helps to lift our mood, dopamine, which is all to do with pleasure and reward and motivation, one called GABA, which stops us feeling so stressed and anxious and helps us to feel calm and relaxed. So if we're able to absorb all of those feel-good neurotransmitters, it naturally helps to lift our mood. It moves us away from stressed and worried and anxious and negative to happy and positive and motivated and calm. Now, if we can't produce those positive neurotransmitters, all of a sudden the messages that are going up into our brain aren't ones that drive all of those feel-good factors, but instead when they start to become on decline, we can start to notice the brain is struggling, so we start to notice our mood starts to slip, our energy starts to slip, our motivation, and actually rather than feeling calm and relaxed, we feel much more stressed or much more anxious. So we want to think about what to do to boost up those feel-good factors within the body. And actually, week five of our Live Well Mama course is all about this thing called the brain-gut axis. So we will delve into that world, all about those neurotransmitters, during week's five session. For this little voice note though, what we want to do is really think about previous experience and also a part of the brain which is called the amygdala. Now, when we think about a previous experience or we're in a situation that we find to be nerve-wracking, that we find to be stressful, we find that we panic, there's a part of our brain called the amygdala. And you've got to imagine the amygdala is a little bit like a panic button that our brain will hit. And when this panic button is hit, it means that our body goes into a state of fight or flight because the amygdala thinks, crumbs, we're in a situation that I'm not comfortable with. We need to release lots of the stored stressed hormones because we are panicked and we need to make it a bit better. I'm not sure if you've seen the film Inside Out, the Disney or the Pixar film, and you've got to imagine, you know, you've got like anger in the brain and you've got joy and you've got sadness. Imagine you've got amygdala and that's the one that's like the code red one that hits the panic button, maybe a little bit like anger, but somewhere in between anger and sadness and the other ones. So this amygdala can cause us to have this cascade of stress hormones around a situation. Now, if we're not careful and if we don't keep this amygdala in check, the amygdala can actually start to become overriding response within the brain. Now, the amygdala doesn't drive the conscious part of the brain, but it drives the subconscious part of the brain. So if we're not conscious about how we feel about ourselves, about giving time for self-care, for about self-appreciation and starting to feel positive about ourselves, this amygdala in our brain can start to override and start to hit that panic button so many times that actually it becomes the overdriving force within our brain. Now, because it drives the subconscious part of the brain, we will find that we have this anxious, nervous, stressed, low feeling without even understanding why it's happened. If, say, for example, historically, when you were little, you were out in a really bad rainstorm and all of a sudden a tornado came and whipped your house away, the amygdala would have associated rain and the wind, so the weather, with a really, really stressful response. Every time you retell that tale or you relive that memory, you're reaffirming that amygdala to create negativity around it. But actually, again, if that's not kept in check, every time then you experience going out in the rain, or even if you were listening to the weather forecast, you will start to feel this anxiety and stress in exactly the same way you did when you were in that really heightened, stressful situation. And it's because the brain has started to associate anything to do with the weather with a heightened stress response. So all of a sudden we can get these really big feeders where we're thinking, well, why do I feel nervous or stressed or anxious? And we can't even correlate why, but actually it's because this amygdala has started to overdrive and overrun in the body. What we want to do is picture this amygdala, as I said in the talk, a little bit like a gremlin. Now, the gremlins, if you remember the film, were these cute, fluffy little teddies, and then all of a sudden they turned into these big, grisly monsters with gnarly teeth. If your amygdala is the thing that's driving this subconscious and driving this internal stress, your gremlin has gone to that horrible, grisly teddy bear state. And instead, through a process called feed, we want to reverse it and get it back to that lovely, cuddly looking gremlin. Because the amygdala is really important to have because it does keep us safe. But what we can often find is it is becoming that internal driver. And when it's the internal driver, if it's governing all of our subconscious thoughts, all of our subconscious thoughts are going to be associated with stress, with negativity, with panic, with anxiety, and with worry. Now, I've recorded a separate voice note, which is all to do with feed. And feed is all about how we can actually start to calm the amygdala down, start to create lots of positivity around different situations. It does take some practice. It does take conscious effort to do it. But I promise, science shows over and over again that actually it is powerful and it really does work in order to help reset our mindset, reduce our internal stress, and really support our overall well-being. Listen to the other podcast when you're ready about how to go through this feed process, or get in contact with me if you've got any questions or any queries. I hope you feel really actually empowered to know that maybe how you're feeling is a natural response in the body, and it's something that so many people can experience. And if we understand it's about these changes in chemicals, if we listen in to week 5, all about gut health and about boosting up those neurotransmitters and actually changing how much of our subconscious thoughts are governed by the amygdala, we can start to see through some simple steps and some small changes how we can actually help to support and improve our overall mood and our overall internal dialogue. And please know, you know, it's a really common thing and it's a completely natural thing. And given how much stress and how much pressure we're all under, the impact of social media and the change when we suddenly have a shift in our hormones and our neurotransmitters when we've given birth, it's really understandable how so many of us can really struggle with our emotional well-being. But I promise this little tool really could be something that you've just got in your back pocket that you practice over and over again. And it really, really can be an empowering thing where we think, actually, there's a little step that I can do to support myself and it will make such a big difference. Get in contact if you need me. You've got this, mummies. We can really support this. And listen in on the next voice note all about feed and this practice we can go through to support our emotional well-being, reduce our stress, and get that amygdala under control.